News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Cannabis Licensing Authority, CLA, will be ready to accept applications for ganja licenses as of Monday, April 4. Chairman of the CLA, Dr. Andre Gordon, says the regulations that will allow for the granting of licenses have been drafted and are being reviewed ahead of finalization and approval expected within the next 2 weeks. Under the regulations, 11 types of licenses across 5 main categories will be made available to interested persons.
The licenses that we're going to be granting once we have applications that meet the criteria will be licenses covering importation for research and development purposes, cultivation, processing, and retail in terms of therapeutic centers and what we call a tea house concept. We will also be granting licenses for transporting.
Dr. Gordon was speaking in an interview with GIS News. The regulations make special provisions for small farmers, cooperatives, and small-scale processors to participate in the industry. The Heart Trust NTA is set to launch its Micro, Small and Medium-Sized Enterprise MSME Support Program in March. The initiative will provide grant funding of up to $3 million to entrepreneurs enrolled in its Smart Track program. Smart Track includes specially designed and customized courses for entrepreneurs, allowing them to pursue Level 3 National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica NVQJ certification. Executive Director at the Heart Trust NTA, Dr. Wayne Wesley, says the support program is aimed at helping to advance the MSME sector, create economic growth, and generate employment.
MSMEs can access up to $3 million in grant that will allow them to expand their capacity. Whatever expansion is happening should lead to employment. So that $3 million grant is for expanding their capacity that should lead to an additional person being employed by their establishment.
Dr. Wesley was speaking on the GIS television program Issues and Answers. Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye says communities are heeding the Zika virus prevention tips and advisories, and residents have been making an effort to clean up their surroundings. Dr. Delahaye's comments came as he hailed the large turnout for the Ministry of Health's first national Zigbee cleanup activity in Portmore and Spanish Town St. Catherine on February 20.
People are receptive. I think, you can see that there are many who didn't take it seriously. And we understand that. And the fact that we have come out, we would like to think that has motivated persons. And that's the kind of feeling I'm getting in interacting with persons.
Old Brayton and Reed's Pen in Portmore and Rivoli in Spanish Town were the focus of the cleanup activity conducted under the theme Operation Mosquito Search and Destroy. Meanwhile, Acting Chief Medical Officer Dr. Winston Delahaye is alerting the public to a higher-than-usual number of dengue cases being detected by the Ministry of Health at this time. 23 cases of dengue fever have been diagnosed thus far by the ministry.
So in our escalated surveillance based on the CHIKV outbreak, we have noted an increase reporting, as in confirmed cases now, not just suspected, of dengue. And so when we look at the figures, we crunch the figures with our epidemiologists, we now must say to the public we are on high dengue alert as well. In addition to the Zika issue we're dealing with, let's get serious, let's remove the breeding sites.
Persons are urged to continue to protect themselves from mosquito bites. This can be done through the use of repellent containing DEET, wearing long-sleeved clothing as much as possible, sleeping under a mosquito net, and meshing windows and doors to prevent mosquitoes from entering the home. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
My journey as a foster child started at the age of 2 when I was living on the street because my mother became mentally ill. At times you feel a bit lonely, but thanks to the Child Development Agency's foster care program, I was able to overcome all of these.
The Child Development Agency's National Foster Care Week. For more information, visit our website at www.cva.gov.jm or call 948-284-122. Share your home. Foster a child.
There's no specific vaccine or treatment for Zika. Mosquito prevention is key. Protect yourself from Zika Keep your surroundings mosquito-free.
A message from the Ministry of Health in association with the Jamaica Information Service.